Teach Like a Champion, 49 Techniques That Put Students on the Path to College, author Doug Lemoff. Essential Teaching Techniques. While most teachers make international reference in each lesson to the standards they are mastering, it's worth observing the difference between a teacher who plans a daily lesson and then decides which standards that lesson addresses, and a teacher who decides all the standards he'll cover for the next month, breaks them into objectives, and then decides what activity will best accomplish that day's objective. Great teachers plan objectives, then assessments, then activities. This audio summary of Teach Like a Champion compiles some of the most prominent teaching techniques mentioned in the book. No opt-out. Everybody learns in a high-performing classroom, and expectations are high even for students who don't yet have high expectations for themselves. So a method of eliminating the possibility of opting out, muttering, "I don't know," in response to a question, or perhaps merely shrugging impassively in expectation that the teacher will soon leave you alone, quickly becomes a key component of the classroom culture. That's where no opt-out started. At its core, it is the belief that a sequence that begins with a student unable to answer a question should end with the student answering that question as often as possible. Right is right. This is about the difference between particularly right and all the way right, between pretty good and 100% good. This job of the teacher is to set a high standard for correctness, 100%. The likelihood is strong that students will stop striving when they hear the word right. So there's a real risk of naming it as right that is not only truly and completely right. When answers are almost correct, it's important to tell the students that they're almost there, that you like what they've done so far, that they're closing in on the right answer, that they've done some good work or made a great start. Format matters. Use format matters to prepare your students to succeed by requiring complete sentences and proficient grammar every chance you get. Teachers who understand the importance of this technique rely on some basic format expectations. Grammatical format. Yes, you should correct slang, syntax, usage and grammar in the classroom. Complete sentence format. Give students the maximum amount of practice building complete sentences on the spur of the moment. Audible format. There's not much point in discussing answers with 30 people if only a few can hear you. If it matters to say in class, then it matters that everyone can hear it. Apologies for content. If we're not on guard, we can apologise for teaching worthy content and even for students themselves. There are three primary ways we are at risk of apologising for what we teach. Assuming something will be boring. There are teachers who make great lessons out of every topic that some other teacher may consider a grind. Blaming it. A teacher who assigns the responsibility for the appearance of content in her class to some outside entity, the administration or state officials, is blaming it. Planning that ensures academic achievement. Given the importance of objectives in bringing focus, discipline and measurability to a lesson, it's important to think about what makes an objective useful and effective. Effective objectives should be manageable. An effective objective should be of a scope that can be taught in a single lesson. Measurable. An effective objective should be written so that your success in achieving it can be measured by the end of the class period. Made first. An effective objective should be designed to guide the activity because the objective comes first. Most important. An effective objective should focus on what's most important on the path to college and nothing else. The hook. If you can introduce material in a way that inspires and can get students to take the first step willingly, then there is no content about which you cannot engender excitement, engagement, and deep learning among your students. The way in is with the hook, an introduction that captures what's interesting and engaging about the material and puts it out front. Name the steps. If you're teaching in your area of skill and passion, you'll likely have more intuition, natural or learned, than your students do, and you can help them succeed by subdividing complex skills into tasks and building knowledge up systematically. Champion teachers name the steps by habit. They traffic in recipes, the 5 steps to combining and sentences with the same subject, and the 4 steps to regrouping. Their students learn the steps, refer to the map they provide as they are developing competence, and then leave the steps behind when they are familiar enough with the recipe to forget they are following it. Check for understanding. Good drivers check their mirrors every 5 seconds. They constantly need to know what's happening around them, because waiting for an accident to tell them they're doing something wrong is a costly strategy. As a teacher, you should find opportunities to assess what your kids can do and use that knowledge. Waiting until there's an accidental failure means paying an unsustainably high price for knowledge. Creating a strong classroom culture. Building a classroom culture that sustains and drives excellence requires mastering skills in 5 aspects of your relationships with students. 1. Discipline. Teaching with discipline implies a front-end investment in teaching your charges how to be students, and that requires a fair amount of planning. 2. Management. Management is the process of reinforcing behaviour by consequences and rewards. What we typically call disciplining is often really management, giving consequences. 3. Control. Teachers who have strong control succeed because they understand the power of language and relationships. They ask respectfully, firmly and confidently, but often kindly. 4. Influence. Ideally, all teachers connect to their students and inspire them to want for themselves the things the class is trying to achieve. 5. Engagement. Champion teachers give students plenty to say yes to, plenty to get involved in, plenty to lose themselves in. Precise praise. Positive reinforcement is a powerful tool in every classroom. Most experts say it should happen 3 times as often as criticism. In using positive reinforcement, follow these rules of thumb for positive praise. Differentiate acknowledgement and praise. Acknowledge when expectations have been met, and praise when the exceptional has been achieved. Praise loud, fix soft. Whispered, or even non-verbal criticism or reminders, assume the best about students. They allow them to self-correct without being called out in public. Good news, however, is good news. Make it as public as possible. Warm and strict. We're socialized to believe that the warmth and strictness are opposite. The fact is that the degrees of which you are warm has no bearing on the degree to which you are strict, and vice versa. Just as you can be neither warm nor strict, you can also be warm and strict. It's not, I care about you, but you must still serve the consequences for being late, but, because I care about you, you must serve the consequences for being late. Emotional constancy. Here are 2 things to do with your emotions. First, modulate them. School is a laboratory for students. They need to be able to figure out how to behave without seeing you explode. Second, tie your emotions to student achievement, not to your moods or the emotions of the students you teach. Again, expect their emotions to rise and fall, and be sure to control your own to compensate. An emotionally constant teacher earns students' trust, in part by having them know he is always under control.